Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Hey in Maseches Yuma. It is the 468th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue. We're going to pick up on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, continuing to discuss the Pasuk Vayikra El Moshe Vayidaber. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling to Moshe in different situations, both by Har Sinai as well as by the Ohel Moed. And continue on the bottom of the Amud to elaborate on the machlokis between Rishim ben Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about the source for the Kohen Gadol's requirement to be Poresh 7 days before Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara will bring up the assumption in our previous daf that if you learned from the Miluyim, then we would say, Kol HaKosav ben Ma'akev ben. Anything that the Torah requires by Miluyim is necessary also by Yom Kippur, and the Gemara will discuss this concept of Kol HaKosav Bahen Ma'akev Ben in the context of learning from the Miluyim to Yom HaKippurim. That will occupy most of Hey Amud Aleph, all the way even through the top of Hey Amud Beis. On the bottom of Hey Amud Beis, we will discuss the dressing of Aaron HaKohen for the first time during the Miluyim. So let's pick up where we left off on Dalet Amud Beis. Yesterday's daf was a long one, so we didn't reach the bottom, about 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara was darshaning by the two dots, Vayikra el Moshe Vayidaber. Lama hiktim kriya ledibur. Why does the Torah say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first called and then he spoke? Limda teira derech eretz. Shloi yod amar adam davar lechaver olim kein kareu. Shouldn't start speaking to your friend before appropriately calling him. Misayel leidu Rabbi Chanin, damar Rabbi Chanin, lo yamar adam davar lechaver olim kein kareu. We have a period here, and now the Gemara starts another drasha. Leymar, Amar Rabba, Minayin Lomar Davar Lechavera Shu Bevavel, Shu Bebal Yeymar, that a person, if Reuven says something to Shimon, that he should not say it, Ad Shiyomar Lo Lechemar, until he tells him, go and say it. Wow, the world would be a better place if people would follow this, huh? Don't repeat over what people tell you until they tell you that you can repeat it. Shinemar Veidaber Hashem Elov, but may all moed lemar. Period. That's another drasha. Now we continue. 7 lines from the bottom, beginning the topic that will occupy most of our daf. Michlal. In our discussion from yesterday, one can infer that whatever is written by the miluyim needs to be done, and if you don't, then it's ma'akev in the miluyim. For example, why does the Gemara say Michlal? We see that from over here. We had a discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that if we learn from the Miluyim to Yom HaKippurim, then just like the Miluyim, there was a chiyuv of Hazaah that the Kohen, in this case Aaron HaKohen, was sprinkled with the Dam Karbanos, so too it would have to be that during the Prisha of the Yom HaKippurim, it would be necessary as well. That was on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. Now, what's the source of that requirement? Just because they did in the Miluyim, automatically you have to transfer everything over. The answer is, for it to be called appropriate Prisha of the Miluyim, you must be assuming Kol HaKosav Ben Ma'akev Behen, that it's absolutely necessary. Then, if we're learning from the Miluyim, you have to do that as well. And both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in their give and take of whether it's appropriate to learn from the Miluyim, Rabbi Yochanan says yes, Reish Lakish says no, they're both assuming Kol HaKosav Behen Me'akev Behen. The Itmar, as we learn, Miluyim, Rabbi Yochanan Mechanin, Chad Amar Kol HaKosav Behen Me'akev Behen, Chad Amar Dover Ma'akev Ledoris Me'akev Behen, She'ein Ma'akev Ledoris Ein Me'akev Behen. We actually learned it was a machlokis, whether all of the things that are mentioned by the Miluyim are ma'akev. So now, says the Gemara, we must assume, based on our meseches, that it's Rabbi Yochanan who holds davar kosav mehen ma'akev, because Rabbi Yochanan took it so seriously, every single part, that he needed to show how you have hazav, for example, as well during before Yom HaKippurim. To stand Rabbi Yochanan who damar kol kosav mehen ma'akev, midaka amar le reshim melakish Rabbi Yochanan imam miluim kol kosav mehen ma'akev. In that give and take on Gimel Amud Beis going to Dalet Amud Aleph, Rav Shimon ben Lakish made the comment, just like the Miluyim we say Kol HaKosav Behen Ma'akev, so too when it comes to Prisha and Yom HaKippurim, and Rabbi Yochanan did not respond. So since Rabbi Yochanan did not respond negatively it's assumed that he agrees with Kol HaKasa Ben Makamen, and he needs to respond to Reish Lakish's objections. In that case, that the Gemara just quoted was that there is a simple understanding of Umaskin lo Kohen Acher in our Mishnah. That's just an Eitz Tova, but it's not Ma'akid. But once we're learning from the Hazah, from the Prisha, the Kohen Gadol, Aaron HaKohen, in the Meluyim, so then we should say Kol HaKasa Behen Makaven, as the Gemara had asked earlier. Our Gemara now begins to discuss, after it says that this is correct, Tistayim, that you could close the topic, L'sayim, that's true, just like when it comes to Meluyim, Kol HaKasa Behen Makaven, Reish Lakish had inserted, and Rabbi Yochanan did not object, the same would apply. Now the Gemara asks, Mai Beinayu, what is the nafgamina whether you say Kol HaKasa Behen Makaven Behen or not in the context of Miluim? What is the machlokas that we just mentioned between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina? The Gemara continues on Heim and Aleph. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef suggests that this is the nafgamina. Smicha ika beinayu. The nafgamina is in regards to smicha for the miluim. Is that ma'akev? L'mando amar kol ha'kotz ben ma'akev and smicha ma'akva. There is a requirement to do smicha in the miluim because we know that Aaron was commanded to do smicha. And if you don't do it, then it's ma'akev. The man d'amar dover shei ma'akev dover is a ma'akev ben, but the man d'amar who held that the only thing that's ma'akev for the avodah miluim are those things that are ma'akev l'doros. However, there is no requirement l'doros of smicha for karbonos that's ma'akev. If smicha is not done l'karbonos, it's not ma'akev. So then, so too, smicha lo ma'akev. So then in such a case, smicha would not be ma'akev as well for the miluim. Asks the Gemara, Ladoros Minolan de la Ma'akv. And how do we know that Ladoros is not Ma'akv? The Sanya, as we learned in a Braisa, the Samach Venirza. Vechi Smicha Mikaperas. Does Smicha atone? Valo ain Kapora Elabedam. The only Kapora that is significant is with blood. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Adam hu Benefesh Yichaper. Umatam Lomar Vesamach Venirza. Shimasa the Smicha Shiori Mitzvah. Mala Akasav Kilo Kiper Vikiper. The words in the pasuk that speak about smicha, v'samach v'nirtza, coming to tell you that even if you don't do the smicha and you view the smicha as the shiyare mitzvah, then nevertheless you didn't do the full kapara, but kiper, even though it was kilo kiper, but at the same time kiper, it is considered like a kapara that you're yotzei. So that is one nafkamina, whether smicha is necessary, that would be the machlokis of whether dvarim hakosa ben ma'akev behen or not. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Tnufi Ika Beinayim. The nafkamina is in regards to waving the carbon. L'man damar kol kosa ben ma'akev behen ma'akev. L'man damar she'en ma'akev l'dorosin l'doros. E'en ma'akev behen lo ma'akev. And the man damar who says that what's not ma'akev l'doros is not going to be ma'akev also from Meluyim, so in such a case here, it would not be ma'akev. Asks the Gemara, wait a second, and how do you know that Tnufa is not ma'akev l'doros? L'doros menolim d'lo ma'akva, answers the Gemara, d'sanyin, l'tnufa l'chaper. The Pasuk says, v'imdalu v'ein yodo maseges v'lokach keva sechod ha'sham l'snufa, and it also says l'chaper, that's the next word in the Pasuk, v'chi tnufa m'chaperes. How, the tnufa is mechaper? V'alo ein kapar ala bedam. It's a dam that's mechaper. Shinemar ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. U'matam lom lo tnufa lechaper. Shim aso lo tnufa. Shiyare mitzvah. Mala akosav kilu lo kiper v'kiper. If you make it as if it's an extra part of the mitzvah, you don't do the tnufa, so then you don't get the ideal kapara, but it is mechaper. So we see it's not ma'akev again. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa gives another nafkamina of kol akosav ben ma'akev. Prisha shiva ike beinayu. The requirement to be poresh for 7 days for the miluim. That's also going to be a discussion in what ways it ma'akev. L'madomer kol kosa ben ma'akev behen ma'akev. According to Madomer that says whatever is written is ma'akev, it is ma'akev. L'madomer dover shei ma'akev, dover shei ma'akev behen lo ma'akev. Asks the Gemara, l'doros menolim d'lo ma'akev. Midukotani maskinin. The fact that it says that he's masakin, what would we learn in our Mishnah? In our Mishnah it said, Maskin in law kohen achter tachtov, that means that you should make it better, but not a chiyuv, a lo ktani mafrish, and it doesn't say that there's a chiyuv to be mafrish to kohen. The other explanation, says Ravina, and the other nafkamina is the following. Ravina Amar Ribui Shiva Umeshicha Shiva Ika Beinayu. The requirement for the Kohen Gadol to wear all Shiva Begadim during the 7 days, as well as Meshicha, the requirement to anoint him on his head for all those 7 days, that's a nafkamina. Lamanda Amar Kol Kosve Makva Bahen Makva. According to Mandamah, that says whatever is written is Makiv here too, it's Makiv. Mandamah, Kol Shein Makiv, Doris, Ein Makiv Ben, Lo Makva. Then it wouldn't be Makiv. That's Gemara, Doris, Menolim, Lo Makva. How do we know that for generations it's not Makiv, and therefore not Makiv in this case, according to the opinion that says, Kol Kosa Ben, Ein Makiv. This time, Yivchi Parakwen, Shim Shechosov, Hashem Mal Yisod, Lechayin, Tachasov. Matal Melomer. Why is this Pasuk necessary? Fish, Nemer, Shivis, Yom, Yil, B'Shem, Hakoyin, Tachto, Mi, Banov. What happens if the Meshicha is only for one day? Or Nisrabi Yodachim Shiva Minayin, Tamalom Hashim Shechosev, Asher Yimali Yis Yodu. Any Meshicha that's done would be enough. Mikol Makom. Ashkan Ribui Shiva Lechatchila, Meshicha Shiva Lechatchila Minal. And how do we know Lechatchila there is a requirement of Meshicha? Ibai Seim Minitzroch Kral Miyut. The fact that Torah has to say, and bid the Eved, if you didn't do it, it's okay, indicates Lechatchila you're supposed to do Meshicha, v'ibay seim adamer kro, v'igdei kod asher la'aron, yuv levon avacharav, l'mashcha behem, ulemalei ba mes yadav. Iskish Meshicha l'ribuya. Meshicha is equated to ribuy because it says, l'mashcha behem, ulemalei ba mes yadav. And we see, just like the halach is that Meshicha l'chatu is supposed to do 7 days, so to ribuy begadim, supposed to do 7 days as well as vice versa. Just like ribuy begadim has to be done 7 days, so too Meshicha. Ma ribuy shiva? Af Meshicha Shiva. Just like Ribui has to be done for 7 days, so too Meshicha needs to be done for 7 days. The Marigan cow continues 2 lines from the bottom of Hei Ben Aleph. My time at the Mandomer, Kol HaKosa Ben Ma'akev. What is the rationale for the one who holds, the Mandomer that holds, that every time the Pasuk says it, then it is Ma'akev? Amar Yitzchak Bar Bisna Amakrava, Sisa La'aron Ulevanov, Kacha. That the Torah Kedosha tells us, when commanding how Aaron is supposed to act during the Miluyim, that's how the pasuk concludes. Kacha ikuvahu. That when it says kacha, that is to be ma'akiv. It's telling us it's ma'akiv. It says gemara hataneth. That makes sense. Komos the kasebei b'hayin yana. That makes sense when we have the tzivuy on the miluim, which is in Shmos perichav tes. However, milsa the lo tzivuy b'hayin yana. It's not written by the tzivuy of the miluim, but the parshas ma'isim miluim, which is not a place where the Torah says kacha b'hayin yana minala. And how do we know that that's also ma'akev, the description of the miluim in Vayikra Ches? The Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Yalef Pesach Pesach. We learn a gzeira shava. It says Pesach by the miluim in the tzivuy miluim. Ve'esarim ve'esbon of takvel Pesach oil mayed. And then it also says in Vayikra Ches, Face kol ha'eda hakel el Pesach oil mayed. That, so it's a gzera shava to tell you that that in both cases is ma'akiv. Rav Meshar Shiyama Ushmartem es Mishmeres Hashem. The pasuk says, you shall guard the Mishmeres Hashem, ikuva. It's coming to tell us it's ma'akiv. Rav Ashi Yomar, kichein siveisi, ikuva. Since it says kichein siveisi, it's ma'akiv. Tan Rabbanon, kichein siveisi, kasher tzivashem, kichein siveisi. All of these expressions are used and emphasized. Why are those expressions used and emphasized? Kichein suveisi, what is that coming to bring out? Baninus yochlua. That in a case of chas v'chalila there is aninus, then in such a case, nevertheless, aninus means that someone's relative died and hasn't yet been buried, if that applies to the kohen, still, it's supposed to be eaten, and of course, we know they came to fruition in the case of the death of Nadav and Aviv. What's Kasher Tzivesi referring to? Bishas Maisa. Moshe Rabbeinu referred to it, Bishas Maisa, that he was saying, Bishas Maisa, Omer Lehem, Bishas Maisa, he told them to eat it, the carbon in Aninus, as what happened during the death of Nadav Aviv. Kasher Tziva Hashem, he said again, like Hashem commanded, V'lo me'alai ani Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to eat the chazeh and the shok, and it should not be learned. Now the Gemara continues other halachos that said by the miluim, even though they're not mefurish in the pasuk. Rabbi Yosef Hanina,
Michnasayim ain't ksuvim b'parsha. It doesn't say b'ferish that they would put the michnasayim on the kohen. Kishu omer, but when the pasuk says v'deav zeh adavar shatase lahem lekadesh osam lechahen, what's that coming to include when it says lekadesh osam lechahen? Lahavi michnasayim. It's coming to include that they have to wear pants as well as asiris ha'efa, that the miluyim would come along with the minchas chinuch that was made out of asiris ha'efa. I understand when it comes to Michnasayim Asher Tasalohem, so that is made reference to when it says Vize, the Vav is coming to be Marbe. El Asiris Haifa Minolan. But where do you see that there's any reference of the Asiris Haifa that it's being added on to something that was already related to Asiris Haifa? I understand that the Begadim, then you have the extra Vav. But Asiris Haifa, where do you see that? Answers the Gemara, Asya Ze. We learn Xer Shava Zeze. Mi veze carbon Aronovanov Asher Yakriv Lashem. When it says Ze carbon Aronovanov, we make a Xer Shava with that and the general Chiyuv of the Minchas Chinuch of the Kohen, and it is applied to the Miluim. Amrav Yechim Shem Hashem Yechot. Minayin She'af Mikra Parsha Ma'akev. How do we know that even the reading of the Parshas Miluim by Moshe to all of Klal Yisrael is ma'akev when it comes to the miluyim? Tamaloymer vayoymer meisha elo eida zeh adavar shetziv Hashem. Moshe said to the eida, zeh adavar, afilu dibur ma'akev, even dibur is ma'akev. Ketzel el bishan, how did they dress him? At what Sugmar, ask Sugmar, ketzel bishan, ma'ide havehave, what do you mean, how did they dress him? Whatever they dressed him, that was how they dressed the Kohanim. Ella explains the Gemara, ketzel malbishan la'asad lavo. How are we going to dress the Kohanim la'asid lava when there will be Tchias HaMesim? So the Gemara doesn't understand what's bothering us as well. La'asid lava nami, because Shavu Aaron, one of Moshe Iman. When Aaron and Moshe come, they'll teach us how to do it. Why are you bothered right now? Notice, again, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, don't worry about how everything's going to work out in Mashiach's time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it, and he'll send us good people like Moshe and Aaron. Elokates it'll be Shem. How did he dress them lemizbar kroy? According to the psukim, there is a problem of how the Kohanim were dressed. Pligi ba b'nei Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yochanan, because actually machlokes from Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Chad omer Aaron v'achakach banav. One held that Aaron was dressed and then his children. Chad omer Aaron uvanav b'bas achas. And some say it was done at the same time. Now the Gemara is going to get behind that machlokis. Amar Abaye biksonis umitznefes kuliyam lepligi. When it came to the tunic and the hat, that there's no machlokis. The Aaron v'achakach banav. The bein b'tzavah bein ma'asiya Aaron kodem. When it describes in Vayikra, so then it's clear that Aaron is first in Vayikra ches on those two things. However, ki pligi ba'avnet. However, the machlokis is in regards to the belt. Manda amar Aaron v'achakach banav dichsiv v'yach garoso ba'avnet. Some say first it was Aaron because it says Vayachkar Osav Aaron Vadiksiv Vayachkar Osam Avnit. Umanda Amar Aaron Van Vasachas Dichsiv. The Pasuk also says, again, all this in Vayikra Ches, Vichagarta Osam. It sounds like it took place, Bibasachas. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes today's Daf Hey in Meseches Yuma, when we will be Zochet to have Moshe and Aaron be Madricha us in the Avodas Beis Hamikdash.